national child care debate goes on and on and on and on and on. But what do we do? Do we need a national child care system? Can we afford one? Critics are saying, you know what, why don't you just give the money to parents and let them decide what to do? Why not give the money directly to mom and dad and say, okay, here you are. No more subsidy. We'll subsidize you. You get the coin. You decide where little Billy goes. Andrea Mrozek joins the show. It's been a while since we've chatted with Andrea, but it's always good to get her on the show. She's with the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada up in Ottawa, where the sun always shines. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Is the sun always shining?
I was just going to say it doesn't always shine, but it does happen to be shining today.
Well, it's and here too, and heading into a weekend. Who knew?
Very nice.
Very, very nice. So is this the best thing to do for Canadian families, to give mom and dad the money?
The position of the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada has always been to ensure that parents are in control and to give them the financial freedom they need to be able to make the decisions as to how to care for their kids. The reason why we come to this position is because polls and research show that parents do not choose the type of care that would be offered by a national child care program or by a provincial child care program, for that matter, as their first choice. And so that's a more institutional form of care, and parents tend to prefer, I think in order, a spouse, a family member, or a local family type daycare setting. And the last choice they make is institutional care. And so we look at parental preferences, and we want to put those at, we think that's important. And we understand that finances are a big problem for Canadian families. So you mentioned it's very expensive. National daycare programs, or we have a provincial example in Quebec, they're just extraordinarily expensive, and taxes do rise as a result of that, and it's only one type of care again. So lots and lots of reasons to keep it out of, provincial or federal hands and put money in the hands of parents.
See, I can only go back to what my wife and I did, and our kids are grown and gone, as you know, but from that age 4 to 5 before kindergarten, we put them in institutional daycare at our expense just so that they were better socialized before they headed off to school. Before that, we were very fortunate. We had a young family living next to us with a stay-at-home mom, and she looked after our kids for us when we couldn't be there for them.
Yeah, and I think that our positioning is not that we want to tell people how to do things or what to do. We're interested in the research. We do look at the research, and there's substantial evidence from Quebec that it isn't actually working for children's benefit there, the type of care they're offering. It is expensive already, but it's still a low-quality system in Quebec. This is according to government reports. So you look at that and you say, okay, you'd have to spend even more money to make it a high-quality system. What is a better option, basically, for families to have more leeway? And I think that it's a tough, tough discussion. As you said, it goes on and on and on. We'll probably never get away from it. But I think there's more creative options, really, than turning to federal or provincial coffers and saying we need to create the system.
The impression seems to be, and I understand that, the impression seems to be that we're talking an awful lot here about single moms who have to work outside the house. But even two-income families that where mom and dad are still together and quite happily in the same house, mom and dad still need to work.
Indeed, yes. And so that is a question. And how you account for that, I think, I'm not claiming to have easy solutions. There is no easy solution here. But what we do say at the Institute of Marriage and Family is that a national daycare problem is, again, not a solution. It does come with a host of problems. And in some cases, the things you think are going to go away, the easy accessibility, the cheaper nature in Quebec, these things, they creep up in different ways. For example, the higher tax rate, or unionized child care workers going on strike, or, for example, demand just skyrocketed in Quebec when they introduced that system. So then there were wait lists nonetheless. There's all kinds of different things that the discussion isn't always as well-rounded as I'd like it to be. We also advocate for family taxation or income splitting at the Institute, and while that's not child care policy per se, it is a family-friendly policy. It once again allows people to keep more of their own money, and so you can choose to spend that how you want.
How would that work?
Well, basically decreases the tax rate so that If both parents are working, one is at a higher rate than the other, they can share the income to put themselves in a lower tax bracket and pay less taxes as a result.
Right.
So this is something that they're doing in France and different countries. Single parents in France can split with their children so that it isn't exclusive to two-parent families. Again, just allowing parents who face higher expenses with their kids to keep more of their own money.
Now, I do not disagree with that, Andrea, but our tax system is so bloody complicated right now. You know, when I hear this, I think that makes sense. But everything we add on to this, I go back to the old business axiom that a camel is a horse built by a committee. We keep ending up with this ungodly-looking animal out there.
Yeah, well, I guess that's not for me to figure out.
Oh, come on.
My perch in my little think tank. I don't know how that would work out. I do know other countries have managed it with success.
Right. And we could, too.
I think we could.
Andrea, always great to chat. Enjoy your weekend.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. Andrea Mrozek is with the Institute of Marriage and Family in Canada, where she heads up the research department.